Good morning, Ian. How are you doing?
Good morning, Mitch.
Now, the laws were announced to tackle things like organised crime and bikie gangs. Has there been an increase in these type of crimes to warrant such laws, do you think?
These stats, and this can be checked with the Bureau of Crime Statistics, would say no. But obviously we're dealing with, in terms of statistics, those crimes which are known to police.
Mm.
There's obviously a lot of intelligence which would suggest that certain types of crime, organised crime as such, is continuing. But the extent of which that is presenting as a major problem for our community is very questionable.
Yeah, so tell us a bit how these proposed laws differ in what the sort of normal police procedure is.
Well, the laws are quite similar to our current bikie laws, and to a certain extent also therefore similar to our terrorist laws. So they're an extension of those particular powers, that being to impose upon would-be offenders certain controls. So the current bikie legislation and terrorist legislation allow for the issuing of what we call control orders, and we may be more familiar with that particular term rather than these particular serious crime prevention orders. So, as I said, they're an extension of that. So they go well beyond that in terms of the sort of targeting of particular individuals, though.
Okay. Now, the government didn't seek the approval or even really the opinion of outside sources, especially those within the law community. Are you kind of surprised by that?
Not in terms of the current climate. I would suggest that there has been a trend, and a trend for a considerable period now, of where there has been a lack of consultation in relation to some of these laws. But if we look at the bikie laws again, there was little, if any, consultation in relation to those laws. If we look at the one punch causing death offence, little, if any, consultation in relation to those particular laws. So the trend is actually one of non-consultation.
Mm. These laws, some experts are saying, could impact cornerstones of the legal system, things such as a fair trial and kind of concepts of evidence. How will those things be impacted?
I think the dangers in relation to what's being proposed relate more to a type of person who is not yet convicted of anything and not even charged. So in these circumstances, that raises a very fundamental question as to the presumption of innocence.
Mm.
So on what basis can a order of this kind be imposed upon a person where there may be suspicion as to criminal conduct, but no proof of it? Now, they say the protections in this regard relate to the application having to be made to a court. In those court proceedings, the applicant, that being the Commissioner of Police, for example, or the Director of Public Prosecutions, has to put that case, and the person affected or persons affected can be present and can be represented. But there's no testing as such of the case which is being put by the DPP or the Commissioner of Police, as there would be in a normal trial.
Mm.
So where the evidence would have to be proven beyond reasonable doubt. So in these circumstances, this is very significantly different to what would happen if someone was charged and then put to trial.
Do you expect these laws to be passed, or do you think the government will have a bit more trouble sort of getting them through?
Well, I'll have no trouble in the lower house. They may have difficulties in the upper house. At this stage, I'm not aware of the current feeling in the Legislative Council and the extent of opposition. But as I said, it would pass easily because the government has a massive majority in the Legislative Assembly.
All right, we'll have to leave it there. But Ian, thanks so much for talking to us on 2SER this morning.
No problem. Bye.